22. The Beginnings of Democracy. Democracy, or rule by all the people, is often upheld as an ideal form of government. Democracy began in ancient Greece, but it developed slowly. Before there was democracy, the people of Greece came under other forms of rule. First, there was monarchy, in which a king ruled over the people. During the Dark Age of Greece, most Greek city-states were monarchies. Next, there was oligarchy. Here, a small group of people ruled over everyone else. At the end of the Dark Age, a small group of nobles shared power with the king. Then, during the 6th century BC, there were problems with oligarchies. This led to the rise of tyrants. Even though tyrants seized power by force, the Greek people supported them. The tyrants promised to reform laws and help the poor. Finally, in about 510 BC, the people had had enough of tyrants. They threw the tyrants out of power. The people decided to share the power. This was the beginning of democracy. In the democratic city of Athens, Greece, citizens took part in the government. Not everyone, though, could be a citizen. A citizen had to be a male over the age of 18. Usually a man's father, and sometimes his mother's father, also had to be citizens. Only about 15% of the 300,000 people living in Athens could be citizens. Women and children could not be citizens, even though they made up 48% of the population. Foreigners living in Athens could not be citizens, even though they made up 12% of the population. Slaves could not be citizens, even though they made up 25% of the population. The democracy of the ancient Greeks is not the ideal for which modern countries strive, but the Greeks can take credit for the beginning of an idea.